Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada.
Your 2019 Bill Russell Finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard.
Dale Arnold.
The Blues beat the Boston Bruins. People in Boston were like, we might not win another championship for 3 to 4 months.
Rich Keefe.
Owen to Smith in the ninth. Embry was available.
And that's hardening you closer.
Dale and Keefe.
I've never had a sip of coffee.
Troll guy's back. Now he's trolling coffee people.
I never had a sip of coffee in my life. Never had one.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. We have to set up a show rule here.
Show rule.
New show rule.
Write this down, Ross. There are no rules.
We can't say anything bad about Rossi for the next 15, 20 minutes.
I know. 15 minutes?
10?
Let's see how he does.
Okay.
Let's see, because usually it's just a response to what he does.
Well, that's why I said we can't say anything bad about him.
By the way, this hour brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. But yeah, he is a nice guy sometimes.
Well, he arranged for lunch and everything today.
Get us lunch.
Happy Father's Day.
What a guy.
A Father's Day lunch from Jason Rossi.
I'm not a father yet, but I will take it.
It's a future
Father's
Day. Close
enough. I am there.
Your daughter is already on the genius scale.
That's true. She's super smart, they were saying. They have, like, these new tests they can run.
New tests?
Yeah.
They're like, in utero?
They're like, do you want to know the gender? I'm like, yeah, we don't want to know the gender. Do you want to know the IQ? I was like, geez, the IQ, I guess. Off the charts, they said.
Off the charts.
Yeah, they couldn't even measure it. They're like, I think they broke the scale. I'm like, oh, my God. Now we're going to deal with a genius. Here we go.
Fine. See, most of us parents just dealt with, oh, you know, he's in the 89th percentile in height. You've got a genius scale going
genius
for the IQ
there.
Thing.
So that's scary. So now I got to match wits with her.
Well, best of luck with that. I did tweet out over the weekend. My son was home visiting for the weekend.
Yeah.
And his new book is out, which, you know.
Author. Runs in the family.
Yeah, well, I tweeted out a picture of our two books.
Yeah. Both similar reading levels.
Yeah.
No.
Let's just say his book is a little different than mine.
No.
Mine is, you know, just called If These Walls Could Talk, which
That's
is,
right.
you know, nice. I was happy.
Yeah.
You know, I was happy to have any book.
No, I feel like had they won the cup, you might have sold a few more books.
Taylor's book that just came out is called A Computational Approach to Statistical Learning.
Is that a real bathroom reader? You just sit on the old can and give that a flip?
He gave me a copy of his book. I'll never read it.
It's a nice gesture.
You know,
though.
It sits in the living room. It looks nice.
It is a nice gesture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Text in Statistical Science.
It's not for me.
See, your kid will be writing books like this.
Probably.
She'll be writing textbooks that you can't read, like my kid is writing textbooks I can't read.
It's our cross to bear.
We'll probably be okay. A
couple of geniuses.
So we've had all sorts of stuff that we've discussed, because it is a False Count Anywhere Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if you've...
Wherever you want them.
So there's a story out of Houston that has got me a little puzzled as well. I already said the David Ortiz assassination plot stories got me a little puzzled.
Mm-hmm.
So the Houston Texans fired their general manager, Brian Gain.
Right.
And it kind of came out of the blue.
I always am puzzled when a team goes through the draft and goes through most of the offseason, if not all of the offseason.
Then
they're like, hey, the guy who fielded this team, like the Jets, hey, the guy who put this together, a very important offseason for us, you're gone. You're like, well, shouldn't you have done that earlier? Doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so the Texans are looking for a GM.
So they fired their general manager, Brian Gain. We might know more, because you're right. It seemed a little puzzling.
Yeah.
USA Today writes, recently fired Houston Texans general manager Brian Gain targeted African-American employees in a series of firings during his tenure.
Oh, my God.
A former Texans security coordinator alleged in a complaint filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. A guy by the name of Jeff Pope made a series of allegations in a 4,500-word charge of discrimination complaint. Early Thursday morning, Gain was fired by the Texans on Friday, and they didn't say anything. They just said, yeah, we're moving on. now we may have a little better idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's not just personnel decisions, right? Like that's a little something else.
So how this connects to the Patriots, and it does, believe it or not,
right,
is they've got a ring party at Gillette or at Bob Kraft's house. You know, you're going to get your Super Bowl rings. People who are part of the organization, they get to come back. Everybody does. Everything's great. At the ring ceremony, supposedly, this guy who now works for the Texans has some conversations with Nick Caserio. This is all allegations. The next morning, the Texans fire Brian Gain, and now supposedly they're trying to hire Nick Caserio, which means the Patriots have filed tampering charges against the Texans for going after Nick Caserio.
Yes, that's what we're getting here. So does that mean there's a rivalry going on here? I mean, they have a lot of former Patriots, and they did for a while.
Yeah. There's
players, coaches,
head
staff,
coach,
all the whole
bunch
thing.
Of other coaches.
And they have had for a while, and obviously they're trying to get Nick Caserio away. And I guess, I mean, we'll see where this goes. But it is funny because, so it was Jack Easterby was the one that had the conversation with Nick Caserio. And Jack Easterby obviously just left, and there were some questions about why he left and what was going on there. And now he's like, hey, Nick, what do you think about this? And you're like, guess what? That's not how you do it. like we're celebrating last season. You're not trying to poach guys away right now. But yeah, just another issue that the Patriots are involved in.
Well, and one of the things I read, Pro Football Talk last night had this about the possibility: could the Patriots and Texans work on a deal?
Like a trade?
Could
Caserio?
They trade they Caserio could. To yeah. the Texans for something?
But don't you find it odd that the character coach is guilty of tampering?
That is sort
what
of
kind of
sort of ironic.
What kind
isn't
of character
it?
Do you have, Jack? That's not what this is supposed to be about. But yeah, I mean, I guess they could trade Caserio, but would they want to?
And so the former character coach here, now with the Texans, comes back for the ring ceremony, supposedly talks with Caserio.
Well, there's mixed reports, too, by the way, why Easterby left.
Right.
Because they tried to lump in the Kraft
stuff.
They
thought it was the Bob Kraft thing.
Really
so
know.
The next day, they fire their GM. Now we find out they might have fired him because he might have been targeting African Americans in personnel moves that he made. And then 3 days after that, they ask for permission to talk to Caserio.
So Caserio's title with the Patriots is director of player personnel.
Now he's the general manager.
Yeah, and like Belichick gets credit for all the moves, but it's Caserio that he talks with all the time about these. And even when you get towards the trade deadline, you know, notice anytime anybody asks questions to Belichick, he always says, well, Nick this, Nick that. So Nick is obviously very important. He's been with the organization forever. Like if you go back to when he first joined them, you know, he's another one of these guys. He played college football with Josh McDaniels, one of these D3 guys. And he was a personal assistant back in 01. Like, so he has been with the franchise forever. So I guess my question would be, is general manager of the Texans a step up the ladder of director of player personnel with the Patriots? Or is it a lateral move?
To me, it feels like a lateral move because I although the titles are different.
Yeah. Is the pay different? I mean, I guess that would be important, too.
What they do is the same thing.
Right.
I mean, what Caserio's doing in his position is the same as what a general manager does for other teams. It's semantics here. We call it this, director of player personnel. They call it a general manager.
But I guess the difference would be if he's on the Patriots and he loves a player in the draft and he says, I want to draft him. And then Belichick says, I don't. Guess what? They don't
Belichick
draft a player.
Belichick gets to make the final call.
If he's in Houston and he says, I love this player, he gets that player, doesn't he?
I would assume that
if
would be the case.
If they gave him that job.
Yes,
that, so that's the big difference.
I would assume that he gets to make the final call.
So is that something that he'd be interested in? I guess that's the question. Now, you remember, he has been, they have denied teams' requests to interview him in the past. And I remember talking to Tommy Curran about this, and he said, sometimes that's just the GM or the candidate saying, I don't want the job.
Yeah, do me a favor, tell him no.
This doesn't make me look like the bad guy. And so they do that, and so maybe that's a workaround. So I have no idea if Caserio is interested in leaving. I mean, they've had a lot of guys on the staff for 10-plus years, and then they go and do another challenge somewhere else. So I guess the bottom line would be, if he wants total 100% control of a franchise, he's not going to have that while Belichick is here.
The Patriots have not been afraid to file tampering charges in the past. They did it with the Darrelle Revis thing.
Yeah.
They filed tampering charges in the past because they have also been hit with tampering charges in the past. So they're not afraid to. They supposedly filed the charges on Wednesday against the Texans. All of this is going to have to do with the timing of events. As we said,
character coach. I expected better out of the character
coach. By the way, his title with the Texans is Executive Vice President of Team Development.
Character
coach. That's a big jump up from character coach, isn't it?
Team development?
I don't know.
There's a lot of screwy titles if you go through all these different teams, all these different people they employ.
So he's hired April 2nd by the Texans.
Right.
He's at Robert Kraft's house for the ring ceremony.
And he's never going to be allowed there again.
Yeah, probably.
Not now.
But, I mean, everybody came back. That's fine.
Yeah.
Brian Flores was here. Everybody came back. Good. He talks supposedly with Caserio at this event. The next day, Houston fires their general manager. 2 days later, they ask for permission to talk to Caserio.
Yeah.
They have reportedly interviewed two candidates, but according to Burt Breer, have not talked to anyone since Sunday.
They're like, still waiting on Caserio.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing, what they're trying to do. What would Caserio be worth in a trade? I mean, you just got a tight end for a conditional
J.J. Watt?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably
up.
Not, huh?
I'd take DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
I would take him
that's
in a second.
Fine.
I think that'd be a really good acquisition. But yeah, I mean, this is just another kind of, you know, Patriot story. Now, my question is, when Josh McDaniels gave his verbal to the Colts and then was talked into staying by Kraft,
right.
Is that tampering? Or is because he wasn't officially there? Like, what is that?
He was a free agent technically then, right?
I think so.
His contract was up.
I guess. That's a weird
one. He got a new deal out of it. No.
But like, he said he was going to the Colts, and then it's like one last, I guess there's more of a gray area there. But I just feel like I bet the league viewed that as, oh, come on.
Do you feel like the window of opportunity for the Patriots is down to about 2, maybe 3 years max?
2 years, yeah, yeah.
And then things are going to, it's going to kind of fall in upon itself here.
Yeah.
Now, it's been an unbelievable, remarkable run. But you keep having these coaches who depart. You know,
does Caserio want to be here when Belichick and Brady are gone? Maybe. I mean, you might. But don't you think all of a sudden, if you play this out 3 years from now, Jonathan Kraft might own the team, Nick Caserio might be the head of, have all player personnel, McDaniels is the head coach, and Jarrett Stidham is the quarterback. What a beautiful memory.
Wow, that's, buy your tickets now.
6-10 at best.
So let's say that they work out a deal with Houston.
Yeah.
They trade Nick Caserio to the Houston Texans.
And then he sabotages them.
For DeAndre Hopkins. could the next director of player personnel in waiting be a former director of player personnel in waiting? Because Scott Pioli recently left his job.
I'd take Pioli back. Oh, yeah. In a second.
Could it be Pioli coming back into the position, working with Belichick?
Yeah, definitely could.
You work out a deal because... It's sort of like everything comes back to professional wrestling, doesn't it?
I would say usually.
I mean, Vince usually says, if you don't want to work here, I don't want you here.
Right.
I mean, if Caserio wants to go to Houston, if you're Belichick, do you want him moping around your office? And
yeah, that's really the question is, what does Caserio want? Because teams would give him a shot. And even this late in the game, you're finding out that there's an opening. So certainly next year, if Caserio made it clear that he wanted to go somewhere else and have full control, I bet there'd be a handful of teams that would absolutely want him. And I don't know like what their contract statuses are and all that stuff. You know, like that stuff's weird. Like when you're talking about trades and stuff, because you're not trading for a head coach. You're trading for a GM. I mean, I guess it's been done, right? But that still seems kind of odd. So I don't know where they go from here.
All right, back to the call. 617-779-7937. John's on the cell phone. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Just to throw more fire on the theories for the motivation behind the Ortiz shooting, I would tell you that about a year ago, a 15-year-old Junior Guzman was stabbed and hacked to death at a bodega in the Bronx by five members of the Trinitarios. And the Trinitarios are a brutal Dominican street gang. There were more indicted for conspiracy, so similar to the amount that you're seeing indicted here. And Junior's crime was nothing more than disrespecting the Trinitario gang member's sister. And this is what they did to him. So I would say that who knows what the motivation is, but for someone to out of hand just say, well, no, it can't be because of any kind of involvement with a woman, it possibly could be. Or in the case of Junior Guzman, it was mistaken identity.
Oh, who said it couldn't be that? I think people are saying, oh, that's a crazy thing, but it could definitely be the case.
I mean, you bring up a good point, John, in terms of, because I said the numbers seem baffling to me. You need 13 people in a conspiracy to assassinate David Ortiz. But to your point, if this was a gang thing, then it could be 13 people in the gang are all involved.
Oh, absolutely. And some of these guys that you've seen that have already been indicted or possibly wanted in Clifton, New Jersey, and other metro New York City areas. So It's just a shame, but this is how they seem to operate, and I just hope that David didn't get caught up in that.
No, so, I mean, thanks. I think, and thanks, John, and I think, I mean, the cheating wife thing, again, that's not exactly eye for an eye punishment. However, I wouldn't rule that out. Aaron Hernandez had a drink spilled on him.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
And
like that,
supposedly killed somebody for
right.
it.
Right. So, I mean,
two people for it.
Yeah. But it has to be, like, as dumb as that is and how outrageous that is, that was still, I guess, a reason, right? And that's why I think when the Daily Mail came up with their thing, you're like, all right, well, there has to be a motive. Because nobody is suggesting that they staked out the place, they pulled up on these motorcycles, they shot him, they didn't even grab his wallet or anything, and then they just took off. So, yeah, you're looking. I wouldn't rule anything out when it comes to a motive.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Dracut. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's going on?
I'm still angry and disappointed with the Bruins.
I agree.
It's, you know, the mental errors. And did you guys notice, you know how you can play with a sense of urgency, but yet not in a sense of panic? Do you guys agree that they played in a sense of panic also? Because that's what I saw. Mm. Not for the whole game, obviously, but you know what I mean? And it's like it took them right off their game. And it was just frustrating.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
it was very frustrating.
I've heard the term choke, and I don't know if I agree with that, because they played balls to the walls in Game 6 to force a Game 7. That doesn't seem like a choke to me. Would have been easy to curl up in a ball and die there if you were going to choke it away. I thought they played their ass off.
I just think when you look at the series in a whole, I think if you want to label it a choke, you can, because the top line was a no-show. And they were the better team. And I think most times, if you take the better team or the favorite, let's say, and this wasn't exactly, you know, Patriots Giants 17-point spread or anything like that, but they were the favorite. They're, each round we updated the odds. They were always the favorite. And when you lose it, and I know St. Louis was a great road team, but still, the Bruins had 4 home games. They only won one of those 4 games. Like
How do you lose three out of four at home?
Unbelievable.
And I know how good St. Louis was on the road. I'm not taking anything away from them.
But still,
you were one of the best home teams in the NHL this year.
Right.
You can't lose 3 out of 4 on your home ice in a Stanley Cup final.
No, you just can't do it. And it's not like this isn't a year where they had a 3-1 series lead or even a 3-0 series lead. No, they had a 2-1 lead, then they were down 3-2, they fought back, and then they let it go. And it's just the opportunity was there for them, and that's what's got to be the most devastating.
617-779-7937. Marv's in Salem. Hey, Marv.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Good. Just one thing I wanted to mention that I haven't really heard talked about yet. The guy who saved David's life, thank goodness, is the president of a sports betting operation in the Dominican Republic. Is that really somebody that David should be hanging out with? Sports betting operation?
Well, sports betting is legal in a lot of places, including, you know, Twin Rivers Casino.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wondered whether that's another association for a guy that's trying to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame that's already been tainted with the drug thing. Should he be hanging out with a sports betting guy?
Yeah, look, sure. if he were a player, I'd understand your concern. He's been out of the game for a while now. Yes, he can. Yeah. Now, if he was hanging out with gang members or something, you know, maybe that would be different.
A little different. Yeah, I didn't really, I mean, I saw that, and I know that was a story yesterday. I don't know if it was TMZ that broke that part of it, too. But, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. You know, the guy saved his life, drove 100-something miles an hour, got to the hospital
luxury
super quick,
car,
and all
banging
that stuff.
Into bumper
banging
cars,
everybody. And yeah, that's what he does, but I don't look at that. It's not like he's friends with the drug lord. Like, he's friends with the sports gambling guy. Like, I think that's fine.
A legal sports gambling guy. We're not talking
not
about a guy running
bookie,
numbers on a street corner somewhere.
No,
it is a legal sports betting operation in the Dominican, and this guy happens to head it up, apparently very successfully. He was driving a 150,000 dollar car,
doing okay.
Which he treated like, you know, my Kia.
Well, you got to get there.
he was banging around.
Guy did a hell of a job.
He did do. Clay's in South Boston. Hey, Clay.
Hey guys, how's it going this morning?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Hey, speaking of sports betting, hey Keith, thanks for suggesting the Warriors yesterday.
I had them all along
with the Raptors. So I just follow my philosophy. I just do the opposite of what you say.
I got.
So thanks a lot, guys.
I got Sox tonight over the Orioles. If you want to book another one down, I want Sox over the Orioles. And then let me give you a U.S. Open pick.
Okay.
Louis Oosthuizen.
What?
Mark it down. He's a good golfer.
Is that a real name?
Yeah, he's right in the mix.
No, it is a real name.
Yeah, he's a major champion.
He's got the big gap in front of his big gap in front of his two front teeth.
Yeah, handsome devil.
I don't know if I'd go there.
Louis Oosthuizen. If that's that guy's
Xander Schauffele.
I don't even mind that. If that's that guy's bit that he's going to call in every time I predict something wrong, great, because we
could
call
use
in every day.
A couple times an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't bet that much either. I mean, we stopped betting after our playoff heater in the National Football.
We're undefeated in the football bets. That's
so
true.
We just said, time to retire.
When we put our money where our mouth is, we are undefeated. That's a fact.
I can't even argue with
you. I was just suggesting other
picks. I bought
a
new car with our winnings.
And now it's getting fixed.
No, that's my wife's car.
Okay.
I didn't get her a new car.
Okay.
Yeah, hers is up the street getting fixed, and it's going to cost me a bundle.
It's going to cost you a new car, essentially.
It's going to cost me more than we won, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I just think that everybody makes picks. We say, this is Bruins going to win
fine.
In five.
That's fine.
Warriors are going to win
in
six.
But that means he listens all the time. That's fantastic.
And
keep
we appreciate you.
Yeah. Go for it.
Anything and I think your U.S. Open pick is stupid.
You don't like Louis Oosthuizen? He's one shot off the lead right now. It's a great pick.
He's going to fall off.
I had him going in. No, he's got ice water in his veins. That's what they've said
about
him.
And a gap between his two front
teeth. Well, yeah, he does. To make room for the ice water. That's what it is. He's a hell of a golfer. I mean, Rossi's looking at me like I got 10
heads. How's
Tiger
doing there? Because he went out in the morning group today. He was in the afternoon group yesterday.
He is two under.
Oh, so he's one under for the day.
He's one under for the day. He's four shots off the lead. But, I mean, that's a sucker's bet. Louis Oosthuizen is where you get your money. That's a nice bet. Find out what the odds are on Louis Oosthuizen, if we can, in the back there.
Lay something in on that. Probably a little late now, huh?
Yeah, probably. He is the 2010 Open champion. So why don't you...
It's been a little while.
Yeah, but he was the runner-up in the 2017 PGA Championship.
Oh, well, there you go.
You don't like that? How about this? Tied for second 2015 U.S. Open. This is the year he breaks through.
Let's go to the damn trend.
Okay.
Wow.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness. Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Nice. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Earl Duncan Hyman.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
That
Dale,
as well.
Did you know Keith would love to be a stand-up comedian, but he actually prefers sitting.
Oh, Shime. Yeah. You could open for me with that. That's good stuff.
That is a good idea.
Here we go. It is a Friday at
noon.
You
gave Shime a shout-out for that lame-ass line that he dropped on you this week?
Dale, sometimes it's so bad
it's good. That was definitely it.
The sit-down comedian joke. It's funny because it's a stand-up comedian. It doesn't make any sense at all. It was a busy week here on the program, Dale. Monday, we were down in Rhode Island for a big golf tournament. And who did we have join us? Well, none other than the great Lenny Clark.
We have the same hairdresser.
That's right. Lenny Clark joins us.
Yeah, you know, I hate to toot your horn, but you're the only guy in this town that's done every single professional sport. I was in Smilf. Smilf? I'd like to see how good
I know.
You.
Well done. Self-editing.
And that got canceled for some sexual improprieties.
Well,
nothing
well,
to
I,
do with me.
No,
no
I mean,
no,
it's not
no,
your
no,
fault.
No.
And they wanted me to Rosie O'Donnell. And I love Rosie, but
sure.
I said, I don't know if that good an actor.
You got to put your foot down on that one. You said, listen, that
I got to make my insurance. Oh, I want my sack out. I want my sack out. That sack out, you're going to make like 30 grand to get insurance.
He was good. He always is good, Dale.
He did say
it's good
that
to talk to him.
They wanted him to...
They wanted him to make love to
Rosie O'Donnell.
O'Donnell,
and he said he's not that good an actor.
Oh, come on.
Well, who is?
No, that's true. He's not going to do it. One of our hockey callers, Mark, called in, and he wanted to break down, I guess, what he does all day.
So my normal day, my alarm goes off at 4:30.
Okay.
I usually hit the snooze button one or two times.
Sure.
And then I finally get up.
Right.
This morning, my alarm went off at 4:30.
Okay.
I popped right out of freaking bed. The adrenaline was already going. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm already biting my fingernails. Uh-huh. I cannot wait for this pub to drop tonight. And I will be having my first alcoholic beverage in approximately an hour and 15 minutes.
So he then called
in today.
He probably
hasn't stopped yet.
He called in today and basically said, he was so hot today.
Oh.
He said if the Blues make it to the playoffs next year, he'll kill himself. That's a lot on the line. That is the most on the
line.
You
may have read more into it than he actually meant. But
what did he say? Rossi, what did he say?
First he said he would make us supper.
Nope, he said that.
Which seemed better to me.
He said that second.
And then he said if they make it, I don't think he used the word kill. I think he said he would cease to exist.
I think he said that. No, he said he'd kill himself. That's what he said.
And by the way,
and I listened
you
to
were
him.
All for it.
Well, no, I wasn't.
But, you sounded
but
like
listen,
you were.
You can't just make these bold proclamations and then have them mean nothing. And he walked it back immediately. He's like, oh, I'll come there and I'll make you supper. Like, we're on 10 to 2. Yeah, stick around until supper time? I'm out of here, too. So you thought losing the cup was bad.
Yeah,
something even
I sort
worse.
Of did.
Something worse happened to me this week.
Oh. I just touched the microphone in my mouth. That's not good. Oh, that's I feel awful
oh,
now.
No.
Oh, that couldn't
let's,
have been
let's
worse.
Let's think about who's been sitting over there,
oh,
shall we?
Oh, why'd I do that?
You just kissed Mutt.
Oh. Mutt and Christian Fourier right there.
I'm going to throw up. That is awful. Who cares what the weather is? I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
People here have mocked me.
Yeah, oh,
because,
who has?
Because what I do is
yeah.
In my desk drawer,
uh-huh.
I have this thing.
Which is unlocked, by the way. Which, yeah, in there anytime you want.
As we've barely learned.
What is this thing?
So this is a windscreen, which yeah. covers the microphone.
A mic condom.
They're on...
That's what they call
really?
It.
Really? Can
mic...
we drop that?
Yeah, we did. We dropped
so,
that.
So anyway, all of these microphones have these mic condoms over them.
Thank you.
And I bring my own in because I don't want to think about who's been sitting here talking... An inch
well,
away from this.
I think it's one thing most people wouldn't understand is just how dirty that they are. They're
they
absolutely
are
disgusting
filthy.
Because people talk really close into them. They spit into them. Even if they don't realize they're spitting into them, they're disgusting.
And your mouth was against that one.
And I feel awful now. I feel absolutely terrible. So every hour, we are fortunate enough to have different sponsors, right? So Dale or I,
we're
you'll probably hear
happy
us.
About
we
that.
Read sponsor yep. reads. And I was working so hard the other day. I was so busy. I was running around. I was flying around here, picking up stuff back in the office. That this was a great opportunity for our very own Jason Rossi to do the one-line promo sponsor.
The first hour of Dale and Keefe is brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
Wedb? FW Wedb?
Did you get any of that? With this poor company spending nice money here at the station.
And we appreciate them.
And he gives
the
you...
The first hour of Dale and Keefe is brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
Wedb Company.
It's Wed. Like- Wed companies. And then he made it plural for some reason.
There were several of them.
Have you not seen the trucks everywhere? It's FW Web Company. FW Wed. What was that again?
It's brought to you by FW Wed Companies.
He was shook.
He got so shook.
He was so nervous.
Wed and then went, no, there's a B.
No. Yeah, you can't go back. It's live. It's live radio. You still feeling the heat?
You okay?
Ross, you still feeling the heat?
I am definitely feeling the heat. I will say, the part that...
What
there's
will
like
you
a
say?
Slight by FW Wedb Companies. That slight stutter is I see Keith flying by the studio. And it's
I thought I had enough time. I didn't have enough time.
You were working real hard. And I turned my head.
I left something very important behind. And then I caught it like on my way in. And then I was like, wait a minute. So then we respond.
Brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
We
want to thank
somebody.
FW Web and
just try it again.
Okay, now you butchered.
I don't have the thing in front of me. I just looked down real quickly.
You know what I think should do it is Shime. I think Shime should do all of the trending reads and all the sponsors.
And on the days when he's not working, just bring him in to do that.
Just record
all
and then we'll play him. We'll play him on tape.
FW Web Companies. That's who this hour is brought to you by.
No.
Who is it brought to you by?
It's plural? Is it plural?
On this little thing I have here in front of me, it is.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what the actual sheet says.
No, he lied about that.
He just
lied.
Made it
he
up.
Absolutely lied.
That
about
is not
that.
True. Our commercial log has these highlighted things that tell you.
I was looking at the thing in the other room.
Yeah, you have the actual printed out sheet.
Yeah, correct.
This is totally fourth wall breaking here, but basically brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
Well done. Well done, Rossi.
I've gotten a lot of messages, people encouraging me.
That's one of my favorite things.
Several offers now for companies that want him to read their commercials on the air.
Believe it or not, that wasn't even my favorite Rossi moment from the week.
Oh.
I think this one I might have enjoyed even more.
What if you do like a con? Like
Bobby's done it twice now, hasn't he?
I know, but...
All right, so by the way, we're talking about...
Fan Banner Captain.
Fan Banner Captain and Game 7. So we're talking about... But they haven't played Game 7 yet, so we're talking about Fan Banner Captain and Game 7. Obviously, the importance.
What if you do like a con... Like
Bobby's done it twice now, hasn't he?
I know, but...
You can't bring... I mean...
You could, but...
This is
like,
it, boys. Yeah. Like, this is...
You could bring him every
day. Did you just say, this is it, boys?
Yeah, like, there's no holding back.
This is it. Come on, boys. Let's go, boys.
I don't...
This is it, boys.
I'm
come on, boys.
Rehearsing
that's your
speech.
Hockey stuff.
Yes, I'm going to be part
gonna
of
do.
The locker room.
That'd be the one thing I would tell Doug Vaughn to add in. Say boys more. Less ranch
how about
hand stuff, more boys. No, boys. Come on, boys.
Boys is okay?
Come on, boys. Oh, come on, boys. Here we go, boys.
He wasn't even trying to be funny, Dale. He was getting so worked up, and he was like, guys, this is it, boys.
I'm willing to say that it might have helped.
It couldn't have hurt. It definitely couldn't
should've
have hurt.
Should have trotted him out there.
No. I'm telling you, I should have called Tom Brady and said, this is it, boys, and he would have got his butt to the garden.
Right.
He was a big reason.
You could have gotten everybody fired up, and before you did that...
is brought to you by FW Wed Companies.
Wed
Companies. Oh, man. This is actually a really Rossi-heavy weekend review, because here's Dale talking about Rossi's betting habits.
$10,000 to win $33,000. Think about it.
Great man. I like low number bets, high percentage, like winning
know,
a ton.
But that,
they're out there.
No,
like if I were to put like money
not in this
right
series,
now,
there isn't.
Well, what if I said like,
no, the
Danton
best.
Heinen is going to win Conn Smythe. He scores 18 goals tomorrow. That's what I'm looking
You'll
for.
You'll get a huge number. You know what? If you hit it, you're going to get a gigantic return on your investment.
Oh my
you
God.
You would be an idiot, but you could try.
You could give it a go.
Or you could save yourself some time and light a match to your money.
You could.
Did you make that bet? Did you bet
did
on Danton Heinen?
Did you take a swing at Heinen?
I actually looked into it. You couldn't even bet.
No, he's
at
called
Danton
the field. That'd be the field is what he was. Well, we had a gentleman earlier today saying we're dumb for not yelling about Cassidy and how Heinen should have been on the first line.
Should have been on the first line. That would have turned everything around.
One of the worst calls we've ever received.
That was a terrible call. We learned something about Dale this week as well, about how he prepares for the games.
Game 7 tonight.
Are you ready
tonight?
To go, Dale?
Oh, God,
are you ready?
Please.
You amped yet?
We were just
are you
talking,
fired up
we
yet?
We were just talking. Andrew says, you going over? I said, yes, as soon as I get off the air here. I'm going to the garden. Well, first I have to go
Andrew?
To the fours. I have a
oh,
pregame.
Oh, wow, look at you.
No,
what
not,
has he got going
like,
on now?
Not like that.
A book signing?
No, I now have this. It's worked in the playoffs, so I can't change it. I go have a bowl of chowder.
The Lucky Chowder, Dale.
Didn't work.
You had it, though, right?
I had the bowl of Lucky Chowder. It didn't work.
Unbelievable.
So you can't blame me.
Nope, you tried. You did everything that you could.
I had my man.
No, that's that's true. Let's go back to Rossi for a moment, shall we? this
let's
is
go
good
back
stuff.
To Rossi.
Rossi, we finally figured out what he was. I used to think he was positive Rossi. No. He's troll Rossi.
I think the Avengers would have failed if they had Rossi giving them this speech.
I agree.
But the movie would have been better.
Oh, you are such an idiot. He has troll takes now. Rossi's turned into a troll. He's an internet troll. He also, this was after the game, immediately after the Stanley Cup final, it's game 7. We're ranking it as one of the top 5 most disappointing losses in Boston sports history. And Rossi says, hell of a season. Thank you, Boston Bruins.
Oh.
In the immediate aftermath, the Blues are skating around with a cup, and he takes time on his stupid Twitter account to thank the Boston Bruins.
If you follow Rossi on Twitter, unfollow him now.
Unbelievable.
We demand that you just unfollow him after that.
Get out of there. There's no reason for you to be following.
Hot sports take.
No reason for you. And lastly, let's check in with OMF. What I like to do is from time to time, just jump into OMF, see what they're talking about, and see if it's something that would interest me.
You're telling me that you were at a beach where a dead body washed ashore?
Yes.
Huh?
And there you go. There's OMF
this
week.
Wait.
That's it.
Did he like push it aside so he could get into the water? What did he do?
It makes you want to tune in at 2, doesn't it?
Are they going to go back to this story, I hope?
I hope so.
So he was on a beach.
That's right.
Where a dead body washed up.
Correct.
You're telling me that you were at a beach where a dead body washed ashore?
Yes.
That was so, yes.
Yes.
It's like Kawhi Leonard answering the question.
Now, you almost wonder if he was responsible for it. Well, you can't really tell with the way he kind of answered that.
And did it delay his drink with the pina colada?
Could have been.
Was she unable to get the pina colada to his
Now, if you were at the beach,
as quickly.
If you were at the beach, say you were on like a nice vacation.
Okay.
And it's like noon, right? Yeah. So you've been drinking a little bit. You haven't had your big lunch yet. All of a sudden, a dead body washes afloat.
I'm finding another beach.
Would it ruin your day?
Yes.
Okay.
It wouldn't ruin yours?
I think I would move. I would move down the beach a ways. I don't know.
I'd move to another state.
I didn't know the I'm not saying you knew the person. It's not the person you were there with. It's just somebody. Stuff happens. It could have been a pirate. What if it was a pirate?
You went into a 2-day funk by touching the microphone screen.
I'm still not over that. I'm still not over that.
So
but that's more personal to me than if
a stranger. Dead body aside and wade back into the water?
What if it was a pirate?
Oh, that'd be
the first thing you need to do. You know what the first thing you need to do is, right?
Kick his ass.
Nope. Oh. Check for money.
Oh, Rossi. Oh. He's looting troll Rossi.
Same thing he's going to do up on
he's
Everest.
Looting. That's what he
when
said.
He runs across the dead body, yeah, bodies picking, on Everest.
He's just picking pockets.
You just got to take a look.
That's a shame. That really is a shame.
Because that money that was going to go to his wife and kids and help them, you know, pay for the college education, Rossi's wanting to buy another batch of food at the smoke shop.
Right. He's going down there.
Just check it out. You never know. It could be some money in there that either you're going to take
be
or somebody else's.
Soaking wet, though. So what you'd have to look for is like
I don't think it'd be
like
soaking
booty.
Wet. It'd be frozen solid, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm talking about the ocean again.
Oh,
I'm talking about the pirate.
Oh, we're back.
I'm back
well,
on
either
that.
Place, though.
He might be
see...
riddled with like gems. Like
could,
jewels.
Especially if it's a pirate?
Yeah, they might have rubies.
I don't know what those go on
they
the open market.
Head to toe rubies.
That could be part of my get rich quick scheme.
It could be. That's not bad.
Six
but just hey, another reason though to tune in every day 2 to 6.
You're telling me that you were at a beach where a dead body washed ashore?
Yes.
Yes. So matter of fact.
Yeah, pretty good.
617-779-7937. We get right back to your calls. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI. Oh.
And they wanted me to Rosie O'Donnell.
You just kissed Mutt. FW Wed Companies.
This is it. Come on, boys. Let's go, boys.
Danton Heinen.
Earl Duncan Hyman
is going to win Conn Smythe. FW Wed Companies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
All right, leaving jokes about Jason Rossi aside for one brief shining moment.
Yeah, come on, leave him alone, guys.
Our thanks to the nice folks at Smoke Shop.
Who oh,
provided
delicious.
The lunch that Rossi brought in for everybody today. Make your reservation quickly. Three locations, Kendall Square, Assembly Row, and the Seaport. You make your reservations at thesmokeshopbbq.com. Take it from us. It's
I just ate
incredible.
Over a dozen wings,
and
a
I
whole plate of mac and
how
cheese.
Quickly you eat.
Yes. It's I also... like, ate a piece of cornbread that was like the size of my sneaker, and I
oh,
feel
I saw
great
Lucy
now.
And they're like pairing off a sliver of it.
Yeah, she was touching all the food, which I felt was a little
that was
beyond.
Just much.
I like, used a fork and a knife. All they're right. Huge slices.
Yes, delicious.
Well, thank you.
I feel
to,
much
to
better
Rossi
now.
And the nice folks at the smoke shop. Our Father's Day lunch was delicious.
Happy Father's Day, fathers.
Well, one quick stats note here.
Oh, a stats
you'll love this one. You know how you know times change over the years? And we'll get right back to the calls. MLB Stats just tweeted this out. 45 years ago today, Nolan Ryan pitching for the Angels against the Yankees, pitched 13 innings,
okay,
struck out 19 batters, threw 235
pitches. 235
pitches? 45 years ago today.
What a psycho.
35 pitches.
Get him out of there.
19 batters, 13 innings.
Must have affected his career, right? You probably never saw from him again. He probably never pitched again. I mean,
do you think? Well, first of all, times are different, obviously. I mean, that's a month for many starting pitchers in Major League Baseball now.
Yes.
But second of all, he was a freak.
Yeah. He was ridiculous. Just throwing like multiple no hitters and all that stuff. Just like a million strikeouts. It was a different breed back then. They don't really do that anymore with pitchers.
45 years ago, 235 pitches in a game. 617-779-7937. You can probably tell it's a False Con Anywhere Friday. We've been all over the map.
Yeah, we have.
Including giving Jason Rossi a hard time at virtually every turn.
Well, it's been a tough week for him.
Jake's in Boston. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Dale. Listen, the hockey gods work in mysterious ways because I was very much looking forward to watching those Knights of the Keyboard on the ninth floor of TD Garden try and tackle the Bruins White House trip, the DuPonts, the Commons, the Jimmy Murphys, the Joey McDonalds, the people who wrote how disrespectful it was. Tim Thomas sat at home in 2012 and yet have done nothing but whine about White House trips the last 3 years. I don't know. It screams karma to me. I don't think they're going to win a thing until we get mea culpas for Tim Thomas. I think we should start by retiring his numbers. And if Dan Shaughnessy got 25 years out of the curse of the Bambino, I wonder how long I can stretch this curse of Tim Thomas thing, because they might never step foot in the White House again.
I don't think it exists.
Curse of Tim Thomas? What?
Now, Dale, let me get to real hockey talk. As for Tuca.
Let's start,
that wasn't
let's start over, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because I'm still keeping my point. But as for Tuca, Yaroslavl is less than half of Tim Thomas's cap hit, had a lower GAA, higher save percentage, an equivalent playoff save percentage in 1,600 minutes. Now, I'm not saying you should have done a straight swap, but I'm still stunned he didn't see a second of postseason play, considering he's actually won two postseason series with less talented teams.
You're
and
it
had nothing but less talented teams.
Are you on drugs, Jake?
Come on. I know it's
Dale,
Friday.
The Tuukka Rask legacy is built on four games against Pittsburgh in 2013, which may be the best four games the franchise has ever played in nine decades. That's the whole Tuukka Rask legacy.
How'd he play this year, Jake?
Yeah, what was he doing?
Regular season hockey, Dale. Are we comparing
how was his playoff?
I think you saw how that worked with the top line.
Jake,
line can't play playoffs.
Are we talking about the top line or are we talking about Rask?
Jake, how did Tuukka play in the playoffs this year?
Ridiculous.
Against Carolina, which may be the worst conference finalist in 10 years?
What about Columbus?
What
about St. Louis?
I'll go back to, are you on drugs? Do you have problems with the English language?
Has Tuukka Rask beaten a playoff opponent that was better than them on paper? Yaroslavl has done it twice. Tim Thomas did in 2011. Tuukka Rask has never ever done that. And for you to sit back and kiss his butt. It all started when Tim Thomas sat at home from the White House because you guys can't get over the fact you ran the only
Cup
winner.
Like Thomas? Or
and your subsequent replacement chucked the Stanley Cup away not once but twice.
What did you think of Hudobin when he was here?
Meh.
Yeah, he didn't like.
He didn't have the track record.
You were asking him questions.
No, I didn't want the answer to that. In 2013, in 2013, he had a .994 or a .940 save percentage and a 1.88 goals against. That happened for the entire playoffs. The next year, they got bounced, but he had a .199 and a .928 goals against. This year, he had a .202 and a .934 save percentage. I feel like he's beaten more than just Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Yeah, he wants to keep going back to the curse of Tim Thomas.
Wait, so does he like Thomas or hate Thomas?
Oh, no, I think he loves Tim Thomas.
Oh, got it.
He thinks, you know, because of...
I like Thomas, too.
DuPont.
I wish he waved the banner. I thought that would have been a nice moment. But listen, Tuukka, I don't think was why they lost. And when he started going down the road of the top line, I'm all for you. You want to blame those guys up and down? Let's do it. Let's have it. But Tuukka Rask, I'm not there. And why? So when would you have shoehorned Halak in for Game 7? That's so dumb.
Yeah, he was shocked that Halak did not get a minute of action in the playoffs. and fans in St. Louis were shocked Jake Allen did not get a minute of time. Oh, well, he actually did.
No, he did.
Oh, yeah, he did because their goaltender got pulled from a game.
Yeah, he got in there.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.